Hey guys, this is Terry Latham calling from Austin, Texas. Just got back from quite a bit of a road trip. Last week, just want to let everybody know, we had our global council meeting, and there's 8 of us that sit on the global council. I've been on the council for 3 years, and I've got to tell you, there's only certain things I can tell you, but I can tell you this. It was by far the most exciting council we've ever had. Guys, let me repeat this. It's by far the most exciting council meeting we've ever had. Y'all have seen the email. If you haven't, I'll go ahead and tell you. Just last week that we had the largest week we've ever had on record. We broke over 2 million in 1 week, which will start, as you start to add up the numbers organically next year, you know we'll be over 100 million and so forth and so on. There's a lot of things starting to stack up. And, guys, I wish I could share all the good news with you. Just the only thing I can tell you is make sure you're ready. Be hitting it hard now through the end of the year. But really, guys, be prepared for 2018 because there's some big stuff coming. Make sure, do not miss the Envision Conference. There's one that's got to be close enough to you where you can get in the car, get in the plane, do what you got to do. But they're all over the country. I'll start off in the first weekend in January, then every week of January there's going to be an Envision Conference somewhere. There's one in Spokane, Washington. There's one in L.A., California. There's one down here in Texas, Dallas, Texas, January 13th. And then over there in Maryland, I believe that one's January 25th or somewhere around the 27th. I probably messed up the dates. But, guys, that's enough of that. We call this the Monday Motivational. We do this every single Monday where I get to bring some people on. They're doing good things out in the field and also who've been able to embrace the struggle and fight the good fight. Tonight I get to bring on my good friend, and actually that's one of the wonders of this business. You get to create strong, strong bonds of friendships throughout this business. And then there's one that I really appreciate as a great friend and also just a great mentor in many ways to me, Leland Duck. Leland Duck is a new triple diamond. Leland and Don, should say, and Donna Duck are both new triple diamonds in this company. They've been able to do that in short order, but not only have they done that by way of how, by building it to triple diamond, it's how they've built it to triple diamond. They're always in front of the field. Guys are leading from their front. And I love it when I get somebody on a three-way with Leland or I hear him teach and they ask him, do you have availability next Tuesday? And he always has to go to his calendar, open his day timer, and say, let me check. And he's looking through his day timer, and it never fails. For people to start to hear or to see how detailed and how focused this individual is. So it's no wonder, and no, there's everybody kind of knew it was going to happen, but there's a new triple diamond in town. That's Leland Duck. Leland, are you with us?
I am, Terry. Thank you for that introduction.
Amen. Thanks for taking the time. I lose you?
No, I'm here.
it's funny. We're kicking off this call. We're talking about how you're always busy, and you just rolled in off the road for another successful business trip. But Leland, there's a lot of people that have kind of probably heard your name, and some of them have been able to meet you. If you don't mind, just kind of kick it off real quick. Who is Leland, and what brought you here? And let's kind of get into how you were able to build this a triple diamond.
Well, just briefly, my background had been in orthopedics for many years. Then I started developing products for physician offices, and then it spread to NFL and NBA and Olympic teams and now all the veterans hospitals in the country. And so really my background has been around orthopedic and sports medicine, but a couple of years ago, I'm also a rancher, so I work cattle a lot up in my ranch in southeastern Oklahoma. And always been what I thought to be healthy. I was an athlete myself, and everything was good. But a few years ago, I worked my cattle and came home and went to bed fine, woke up the next day and couldn't function. And after 13 months of treatments, nothing really worked. You had talked to me about this product 2 years prior, even before I was sick, and I kept pushing you away and calling it all the names that everybody else does, and it's not going to work and that sort of stuff. But when I exhausted everything that I had in medicine, and nothing worked. I was so depressed and down and out, I couldn't run my businesses. I decided to take my blinders off in orthopedics and give this a shot. And I'll never be able to tell you in words what you mean to me for bringing this product to me. It totally has changed my life in more ways than just my health. I'm so glad you dripped on me for 2 years. You never gave up. You were professional. And whether you know it or not, you taught me a lot during that 2 years of how I need to treat people when I go to talk to them. And it's not just what I call throwing up on them. It's becoming their friend and getting to talk to them and asking them questions and getting some, you know, the more questions you ask, the more you know about them and their family. It opens the door to talk about this, not just call them and just, you know, getting right on them. So you've taught me so much about this business. You've been a mentor in more ways than you'll ever know. But, you know, I was used to brick-and-mortar business. I wasn't used to this really type of business. And even though I'd played in it a little bit, I really didn't know anything about it until I got here. But you've been instrumental in helping me change my life physically and also now financially and just a new, actually, I call it, it's a lifestyle change. And I'll forever be grateful for you and the time that you spent catering to me for 2 years when most people would have just hung up and not called back. So I commend you on your professionalism and just how you approach people, and that's why you are where you are and what you've done.
Well, I'm glad I recorded that. I'll play that back for my wife. Thanks, Leland. So as you came here, how'd you kick this thing off? I mean, you have a successful background in business. You got sick, but you got on the product. When you really came here and you made a decision to go, what does it mean to engage, to really go after this thing? What does that mean to you?
At the time I did it, I really didn't know it. I can give you a word for it today, but when I first started, I just jumped in because what it did for me, it changed my life in a way where I couldn't even function to where I could function immediately after start taking the product. Within, you know, the first week, most of my discomfort, my body was gone. By the second week, my depression had left, and by the third week, my hands closed for the first time in 14 months. I had my life back. I mean, I couldn't even take a cap off a bottle of water or my shirts or even had trouble going to the restroom. It was the most humbling 13 months of my life. And when you find something that allows you to change your life, I was so depressed I really didn't care if I moved on or not. I just knew I didn't want to live the way I was living. It totally changed me inside. I've been in medicine for years, and it's always great to help people, but I have a whole new perspective on feelings for people when they're sick and when they're down. You never think about yourself being there until it hits you. But when this took care of my issues, I couldn't sit here and not share it with people that I knew were suffering just like me. I was down and out, and I knew some of them were. So it just kind of like lit a fire in me, Terry, where I had to go and share it with them. And I made a list of 30 people that I knew were unhealthy, and I went to them. And I said, you know, this is what it did for me. Maybe it can help you. And I guess they've known me in the past, that I made it clear that it was non-toxic and it couldn't hurt them, and why not give it a try? And they did, and those 30 people got results. And that's where it started. And then I realized what I had my hands on and more my wagon wheel of just helping people like I have in the past. It's just in a different way. And I've done the surgery on people, and I put their braces on and got them back on the field and stuff. But this has been the most gratifying thing I've ever done, is changing people's lives, you know, on a daily, not just weekly, and then they get in the drive, get hurt, and you're back and taking care of them again. You know, these are people that just their whole life they've been suffering, and then they find something that can change it. It's just life-altering, Terry. And once that 30 people got results, I knew then this is something I wanted to do. And when I first started, it wasn't about the business. And you know that. I told you that. I had three businesses. I wasn't looking for another income or something else to do. I was looking to get healthy. And so I became a believer. And I believe once, that's the key to this business, once you come to a point that I call a mindset, where you know this is what you're going to do, you believe in it so strongly that no matter what someone says, if they laugh, if they say it doesn't work, you know, it's just salt water, it doesn't matter what they say, it doesn't affect you because you're so rock solid in your belief what this product is, that you're just going to do it. And then once you do that, I just went to work on learning the tools that you and other leaders have laid out before us for all these years, and I started using those tools. And I had to use them because my brick-and-mortar business is so different than this. If I would have kept doing the same thing I was doing for my brick-and-mortar business, I would have failed because I had quotas and numbers, and you force people to do things, and if you don't do so much numbers, then I'm going to take this. I can't keep you in this territory by yourself. I got to put somebody else in. It was a different mindset. With this, there is no pushing. I've heard in cats, you can't do it. You just have to be a leader where people want to follow you, and you want to bring them something good, and they see that there's something good, and they want more of it, so they're on board with you. And that's what I found with this business. You got to kind of turn your hat around from typical brick and mortar type business. And once I saw quickly that people were going to follow and get on the product, I just kept talking to people. I just kept talking to people. That in another business I was in, it was MLM. I grew pretty quick, but they had so many products, and that wasn't my specialty. And I felt half the time I was trying to train, and it just didn't duplicate well. And what I love about this is just basically three products with the redox signaling in it, two others additionally that go along with this with the skincare kit, the facial kit, and it duplicates real quick. And when I saw, when you want to get better and feel better and look better and all that, you drink this. If you're hurting or you want to get rid of a skin disorder, then you rub this on, or get rid of your discomfort you've got in your body. And if you have a real tough time, you put this stuff in this Bluetooth on. People get it. And I've learned that in corporate America, you had to be very detailed, very precise with everything as a leader. And everything was just written out, had to be just perfect and so-so. And I found out with this business, if you do that, you'll scare people off. You have to keep it simple and keep it on layman's terms. And when people ask me these medical questions, even though I might know some of them, I don't go there. I just refer them back to our new science that's on the bottle. I have them call corporate and ask the questions. I don't want to tell them anything. I want them to follow the tools. And so it doesn't matter if there's anything about redox at all, because I didn't. I didn't know anything about it. All I knew is that I listened to you and Jerry White and Denny and Trish and all of them say, follow the tools, follow the tools. And I've learned long enough in business that I don't have to recreate the wheel or go through a lot of pain. I like to learn quicker by learning from others, and so I just start following the tools. And when you get a mindset and then you get a tool set and you get those down, before long, it's called mastery. And you talk naturally and don't even think anything about it. It becomes second nature to you. And when you get there, you'll know it, and you'll feel comfortable in any presentation, talking to anybody. You can overcome their objections, and if they're not interested, then you move on. That's okay. But I'm just blessed to have good leaders and good tools, and taught me early on to follow the tools and not follow my old ways from business. And then I just went to work. I followed some of the things from business about making good notes, following my tool. Every night before I went to bed, I had a list of what I was going to do the next day. I learned from the other business, too, it's not about how many people you sponsor or bring to the business. It's how many people you can help achieve their goal. So I knew enough to get the people I put in to work with them enough to go wide, so when I do reach numbers for rank, I could go there. But I wanted to make sure that I had my D300s in place, and I want to make sure that my people are duplicating and growing. And, and I want to see my people reach ranks as quick as I did and grow. And whatever they want to do, they may not want to grow that quick. They may want to grow slow. So I don't assume anything with them. I sit down and talk with them and say, where do you want to be, and what can I do to help you get there? Some of them will follow that, some of them won't. Some of them back off a while, and then they'll come back strong. But it's not about how many you sponsor. Because after a while, you sometimes run out of people or have trouble finding people. But at that point, I try to call two people a day. And if it's not my own people, then I'll call any of my people on my team and say, hey, you got any people that I can help you call? And let's get you to the next level. And I encourage them to do that. Or I'd say, I'm going to be in your town on Monday. There's three, four there in the group. Whoever fills my schedule first, that's who I'm going to work with. If I go to a town, I want to have appointments one right after another. And then I like to close it out in the evening with a group meeting. Sometimes the ones that get in get their their own account and get set up during the day, they might bring a couple to the meeting in the evening and immediately get their first two. So I really like to go for a day or two in the area and have the one-on-ones, even three ways or Zooms while I'm there if I can't get with somebody, but it's all working up to the group meeting if I can. So my key is to help all my people become successful in this business, get their money back as quick as possible for their investment in their product. And just, I have some towns, just like I got back from that, from a little town in South Texas, and I'm there every Monday night. And sometimes I'm there early Monday morning. We do meetings all day and then a group meeting at night. And I've got an awesome team there. And, you know, it just continues to grow. And the only thing I can say about group meetings is that if you just do group meetings, people become meeting dependent, too. They won't work much during the week if they'll bring one or two every time you're there, but they're not working during the week. So I really encourage doing three ways and Zoom calls during the week and have call them, talk with them, try to get them to get some people set up during the week and then have them bring those people to the group meeting. That's how you really grow an organization, is to do the one-on-ones and Zooms and then bring the whole team together for the group meeting. But if you just do group meetings, a lot of them get meeting dependent or it's a social event, and that's not what we're there for. So I really encourage people to work hard during the week and then fill the group meeting. That's when you're building the team.
Leland, you said something about, you know, three-way call slash Zoom. Mm-hmm. And I know there's, you know, several people know what that means. And there's also going to be some people that it's almost like, because that's how I've built my business, right? It's always leveraging third party, always making sure to be engaged, always be talking to somebody new every single day. And you made that statement, I think it's about 3 or 4 weeks ago when you're on the call. If you're not talking to new people on a daily basis, you're not growing. What do you mean by that?
Well, it'd be just like you having a brick-and-mortar business. If your phone's not ringing and orders aren't coming in, you're not growing. You got to have salespeople out there, people talking. Our salespeople are us as our team. We're out talking to people and bringing new volume to the table. And we all benefit from that because it all comes up line through us. So we work as a team together. But I can tell you when you start growing in this business and you go to bronze and then you go to the silver and then you go to gold and then the platinum and then on to diamond, as you grow in your ranks, if you're not getting busier and busier on your, like every day, I try to fill my schedule on my calendar with three-way calls and Zooms. There's times there's a gap in there, sure. There's times that the phone's ringing as you're getting off the other line because you schedule them too close together. So sometimes it gets kind of hectic and you really have to stick to your schedule. But mm-hmm. There's many days that I don't really have any time left. There's days that I do, and you'll have a break, and then you're busy in the evening because a lot of people can't do it during the day. So I'm just telling you, if you will work on filling your calendar with three-way calls and Zoom calls and helping your organization, helping your team grow, encouraging them to schedule each person, just say, I want to schedule at least two calls a week with me. But if you got a bunch of people in that group, you're going to be really busy. But your team's going to be growing. They're going to be growing. And then guess what? All of a sudden, they're calling you to do four or five or six or seven. I got some guys on the phone tonight down there in Austin and West that, oh, it's nothing to talk to them every day a couple of times with calls. And that's what I like. A lot of them say, well, I hate to call you because I know you're busy. I say, that's not what I want to hear. I want my schedule to be full because I want to grow the business. But also, that helps them grow. And when they know you're there for them, they feel more comfortable picking up the phone and calling people because they know they don't have to do it by themselves. And when you work as a team, you can accomplish a lot more than you can by yourself. It gives third-party credibility. Use your upline. If you're not, you're really missing out. And if you call one upline and they're busy, that happens. Don't get upset. Go up above to the next one. Get a list of three or four of your upline that you can depend upon and call them and say, hey, will you help me with a three-way or a Zoom? But I try not to turn anybody down. I want to help everyone accomplish their goal. And there's times I can't get to them because I'm doing one, and a lot of times they reschedule to a time that I do have open. So I'm just telling, if you want to grow your business, encourage your downline. don't worry about just you sponsoring people all week long. That's great, but if you don't help your team grow, you're not going to have a team. And it's not about you. Let me say that again. It is not about you. It is about your team. And if your team's not growing, you're not growing. If your team's growing, automatically you grow because you've helped them achieve their goals. So if you'll make it about them, you might see a big change in your organization.
So there's two things I want to make sure we hit, and I'll go ahead and throw them out and how we hit them. One, going triple diamond the week of, and two, the events. Let's go ahead and hit, because you went triple diamond the week of Thanksgiving. Talk about that, because, you know, it's funny during this time of year, people make the comments or they feel it, and they don't understand they manifest this stuff, that people are busy, they're tired, or they're in family stuff. I mean, that week, it's the week you went triple diamond. Talk about that.
Well, I learned something early on in the business when I first got in. There was a Super Bowl going on, and I was so excited about this business. Everybody said, well, it'll be dead that day. You won't do anything. Well, I had 40 people in a room on Super Bowl day. I found out there was a lot of people that played football. And I learned right then, just because it's an event or a holiday, I don't want to get that in my head that nothing's going on because it's a holiday. And so I had hit triple 2 weeks running. You have to do it 3 weeks in a row. And, well, I'd done the numbers before, and then we went on a trip. And then there was a convention. And then it always seemed like the second or third week there was something to take that volume away. And I just said, you know what, I'm not going to let that keep me from getting there this time. And I just got on the phone and called people. I talked about the promotional packs that are out there, and it's a great thing to do before you're in, you know, at a 25% and 33% discount on those packs, and it's not something I've ever seen before since I've been in, and you really need to put a little bit on your shelf so when you sponsor people, you can go ahead and give them a bottle and a tube until their order comes in, and that way they can get started and hopefully have an experience with the product even before they ever get their own kit. And that's what I do, and that's why I think my groups grow quicker, is because when they're excited, they don't want to wait a week for product. If you're there, I just like to give it to them, and when their order comes in, they give it back. And so I said, put a little inventory on the shelf. This is a great time to do it and a good savings. And so I bet I made 200 to 300 calls that week. And in the last couple hours, we got it done. So I just believe, you know, if you just set your mind to a goal and you're going to do it, instead of believing that it's going to be a slow week, I could have easily just enjoyed Thanksgiving. And I did. I had a good time because when I hit, I was able to really enjoy myself. And it was great. But never say die. It's about what I call MIA. I've said that since day one. It's massive immediate action. And if you're not doing that, and you're not setting your calls every day, and you're not doing that stuff, you're still MIA. But it's missing in action because nothing's happening. So you just got to keep the foot down and keep connecting calls. When you realize that it's a numbers game, the only way you lose at this business is if you quit. You just kept putting people in, and those people will put people, and those people will put people. It's not always who you put in. Matter of fact, most of the leaders here will probably say the biggest people are not people they sponsored. It came from people below. So it's not about me sponsoring people. It's about me helping my team grow, and those leaders will come from those. The key is to keep putting them in and keeping people on the product, and if they get an experience and they're making some income, they're not going to want to go anywhere. So it's it's not hard. It's not easy. You just have to stay at it and stay consistent with it and keep your momentum going. I think is the key. Get a mindset, then get a skill set, and then master the tools, and then you're going to be good at it.
So here was it. Oh, man, time's flying. I know you had an event up in Dallas with Alan, and we've had, you know, of course, several events over the past year. We've kind of instilled a rhythm going to convention and everything else. But you really work the phones to make certain people, you have butts in the seats. You're always promoting. You don't leave it to just anybody. You're in the game, let's say. What does that mean? For example, like the last event y'all had up in Dallas, or you can speak about any of them, about really driving the numbers. What does that mean?
That's a good question, Terry. What I found is that especially when you're really divided in a bunch of little small towns, people have a tendency to feel that it's just going on in their little arena. They don't realize how big this thing is or how big it can be. And when you get them to come to a convention or a regional event and there's 500 people or thousands in the room and they hear the testimonies and they see the people from all over the world that come in and how lives have changed, it sets a whole new thing up with them where they go, wow, this is not some little bitty thing. This is huge. And it's not just happening in my little town. This is happening all over the world. And all of a sudden, they see a bigger vision than what they had before. And then they think about, oh, you know, I know people in this state and this state. And they start realizing how they can really sit at home and do a Zoom call, a three-way call, and build their organization. And just because they're in a little bitty town doesn't mean they can't grow a huge organization. And so if you want to grow your business, you will spend the effort to get your people to that meeting. If it means renting a bus and driving there, because that's where the light turned on for a lot of my people was that convention.
Right.
And you get them to a national convention, and it's game over. They're not going anywhere because they see what they have their hands on. So I can't tell you how important it is to get people to the bigger meetings so they can see a bigger picture, and their belief level becomes that, and then they get the hope that, wow, I can do this. Because I see people just like me, if they can do it, I can do it. They may not see that in their own little town. So that's vital to it.
Awesome. So Leland, I mean, of course, we're coming down to the bottom of the hour. You've been part of this company like a year and a month. You're doing some great things, exciting things coming are happening. I want to hit this, and heck, if we go a little over, it's fine. You did make a comment about the new study, and I know I've heard you say it before, but I don't think it could be said enough, because I do want to let everybody know, to be clear, we've grown by up to 30% since convention. We've seen 30% growth, and there's a lot of things coming. Leland, what is that, just the new information on the study, the gene study? How's that been able to help you and your team?
Well, it's everything, Terry, if you use it properly. It doesn't mean anything if you don't talk about it because you're not sharing it. And, you know, I know that when I started this product, my life changed. I couldn't tell you how. I just know it changed. My background was in orthopedics, not cellular science. I never even heard of Redox. So to know what happened, I didn't really care. I just know it happened. And for 10 months, I built a hard business, pushing hard to grow a business. And a lot of that was with negatives. You know, it's just salt water. It's this. It's that. And all you can say is, all I know is what I'm seeing. All I know is what happened to me. And I built my business on testimony. To me, in my meetings that I have, the testimonies are the strongest part of the meeting, especially in small towns where people know each other. They see people they've seen their whole life and see where they were and now what they look like when they change. They come along pretty quick. But, you know, it's amazing what this study has done, because it tells me now why I got well so quick. It's because I suffered in all five of these genetic pathways. You know, with my disorder and all the things I had going on. Now it makes sense to me. So I'm even more powerful now when I'm in a room talking to people, because not only do I tell them how I was sick, now I tell them why I'm better because of the science, and I put it in an analogy, or I lay it in layman's terms where they can see it. And, you know, and what I want people to understand, it's much bigger than just the five genetic pathways, and that's what people don't see, you know. We talk about the five areas, and I'm sure most of y'all have already seen them. You've heard of them. You know what they are, but I'll just real quickly. It's immune system, inflammatory response, cardiovascular, digestive enzymes, and hormone modulation. So that's five very specific areas. But I want you to just shut your eyes for a second and think about being in the middle of the biggest city you can think of in the country, and it's pitch black. And then all of a sudden, the city turns on the main grid. And then right in the downtown area, it starts lighting up. And then all of a sudden, you see these little fingers of electrical stuff start going out. And all of a sudden, now all the suburbs around that town are lighting up. These five are not the only five that lights up. Each five of these, I think, from what I'm understanding, talking with different scientists and doctors, is that each one of these have thousands of areas that lights up under each one of those headings, not just five. There could be thousands under immune. There could be thousands under inflammatory. So it's not just these five. It does much more than that, and I'm sure we're going to see that with more studies and things that they're doing, but the people I talk to, this is huge science. And since the convention, we've got so many physicians have joined our group and now recommending the products to the patients because their comfort level, knowing why. You know, it's science now, that whether it's they just feel comfortable talking about it. I mean, I had a physician in my group this last weekend that talked about how he had tons of patients, but he, you know, had 70 or 80 that just, you know, I heard that he can't help. He's tried everything he knows, but yet he's going to start sharing this with them. And I think we're going to start seeing more of that, not just with family physicians, but we're seeing dentists come in and seeing the results of what it does in the mouth and all areas of all aspects of medicine. People are going to see this because of what this science means now. And I think it could be the thing that, you know, it'll be a household name just like Kleenex. Everybody's going to know about it. It's just when. I see momentum starting to really roll. And we've heard it from what you said. You heard at the council this week, the growth that we've experienced and then what we did in 1 week. That's because people are using this study and learning to talk openly about it. And when people see what it does, they're going to continue to talk. So I think this is the best thing since I've been involved for me to have, because I think it'll help go to another level so much quicker because now the science is here. Before in a meeting, you might have to argue or discuss back and forth why you think it's working. But I tell people now, after I tell them this, I said, you know, if you're cynical, I can't help you. If you're skeptical, that was me for 2 years. I wouldn't take my blinders off and look at it. But I'm glad I did. I wish I hadn't waited so long. But we're not here to discuss whether it works or not. We're here to discuss, are you willing to get your health better? And if you are, we have what you need. Are you willing to get started? I take it out of the equation and just say, there's no discussion. It's science. Are you willing to move forward? And I think when you take that approach, they believe in you and how you present it. They hear it in your voice. They see that it's real. And people want a part of something like that. People are looking for something, Terry. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. But they've been hit with so many things out there, they're skeptical. So if you present right in a positive manner, you know, and give them bullet points that talk about the company and the good things, you're going to draw some attention and you're going to grow your business much quicker. So if you're not using this tool and this science, you're missing out.
Awesome. You know, Leland, I was going to ask you another question, but you closed it so well there. That's fantastic. So I just want to say about this, thanks for taking the time. I know you're slammed. And guys, I wish you had a chance just to sit in front of it just to see his book, his calendar, his day timer, and how he schedules every single day. And I will, you know, bring up Trish Schwinkler. You know, Trish Schwinkler could have, in any of her 25-plus years of network marketing, she can pull out any one of her day timers to show you why she's been successful and why she's able to accomplish what she's been able to accomplish. There's truly no secret to this business. It's just about getting out there, rolling up your sleeves, and making it work. You've heard from one of the true professionals in this industry tonight and what's starting to happen. Y'all are starting to feel the shift out there, guys. I know it. If you're brand new, you're starting to, you can tell that there's something different. Guys, get this call into your people's hands. Make sure as we're rolling up to Christmas and to the new year, make sure you're making a plan. Don't run out there and hope, you know, hope and a prayer that you're going to make it. Write down a plan. Write down your goals, your mind picks and pictures. Put pictures on a poster board, and make sure you're making 2018 your best year yet. But Leland, once again, thanks so much for taking the time out of today, and congratulations for all your rise to much higher heights in this company. So thanks for taking your time.
Terry, I appreciate that. And I want to tell everybody that the best gift you can give someone is their health. So don't be afraid to talk with people over these holidays. And the health is the best gift that you could ever give them. So I wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And look forward to seeing you all at the convention.
Awesome. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you. Bye-bye.